What had become a vast shanty town sheltering up to 10,000 migrants was razed to the ground last October. Calais' so-called jungle camp destroyed by French authorities. 9 months on, the jungle may have gone, but the migrants have returned. This time there's very little here for them, and they're desperate to get out across the English Channel. The dismantling of the camp, it was a defining issue, he says. First of all, in this camp, 60% of the people wanted to stay in France. But now in Calais, people want to go to England as quickly as possible. Even more so now, because there's no way to shelter at night. Their blankets, their bedding are thrown in the canal. You can see behind me, every night or every morning. There's pressure for people to pass through as quickly as possible. French President Emmanuel Macron has promised that migrants will be treated humanely. Last month, a local court ordered authorities to provide drinking water, toilets and showers. But there's been no sign of that, according to Khalid from Afghanistan. The difference is huge compared to the former jungle, he says. Police were not harassing people every day. There were houses, tents set up, there was food. We had everything there. There were showers, toilets, a mosque, and even a place for eating. We had everything. Here, there's nothing. No toilet, no shower, nowhere to sleep. Not even a plate to eat from. Campaigners say the tough conditions are aimed at forcing migrants like Khalid out of Calais for good.